with you all day long. This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Thanks for all the text messages about the sunrise. I can confirm it's absolutely beautiful here on the south side of the city. But friend of the show, Terry Peterson, you know our buddy Terry. Terry actually just took a couple of pictures while swathing this morning. He's swathing canola early in the morning because of the high humidity. Sorry, go ahead, guys. I didn't have your mics on. I was too busy looking at pictures. Go ahead.
It's Terry, a sunrise. It's okay.
And Terry's a legit photographer.
Yeah.
No, so he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, exactly. He took some beauties like this. Yeah, it's like.
I heard Chris off air. He went, wow.
What a morning.
Next level.
Wow. He's never said that in his life unless it was his sunrise.
I don't know. You know,
and they're on your Instagram story if you want to see them, right?
Yeah. I would say I've seen your Instagram story and I reposted it. Thank you for tagging me. Mm-hmm. A little underwhelming.
Yeah. Oh.
Not great in the city. It's these kind of things are to be experienced in the country, to be honest.
As are many things, yes.
Yeah.
Are you saying us city folk don't get good sunrises?
It's just different. It's like looking at the stars in the city. They're not the same as out in the country.
Fair.
He's putting us on blast.
He's not wrong, though.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you, Terry, and good luck to everybody that's swathing and trying to get the crops off.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave me.
All right.
Ah, yes. It's fashion season.
It is.
And no doubt today you will be seeing the wildest, craziest outfits courtesy of the Met Gala, which happened last night. It is fashion's most exclusive social gala. It's called the Costume Institute Gala, but they call it the Met Gala because it's held at the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
That makes sense.
But it's been happening since 1948, and each year there's a theme. This year was American Fashion, a lexicon of fashion. If you don't know what a lexicon is, neither did I. It means the vocabulary. I had to look it up.
So you're saying, like, the Met Gala, this is where they go off. This is where fashion comes to roost.
It's, and it's a huge fundraising event. They didn't really say where they're putting their money towards, but apparently the guests every year are top secret. But who's who is always invited, but you're not allowed to say you're invited until you hit that red carpet in the gown or the outfit.
And it's a surprise.
Many of these outfits make such a statement.
I saw Leila Fernandez, the Canadian tennis player. She was there.
Yes, she was. Yes.
And what was she wearing?
A dress.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Megan Fox, was she there?
Yeah, she was just wearing underwear.
No, pretty much.
I thought it was saran wrap she was wearing. But anyway, yeah.
And then Conor McGregor tried to fight Machine Gun Kelly, her boyfriend.
That's not at the Met Gala. That was at the VMAs.
Never mind. I can't. Well, what do you expect? I don't know what these things are.
We're talking Met Gala. Kim Kardashian showed up, and very unlike her, she was completely covered head to toe.
What?
In just like a black bodysuit. Like,
oh, that was her?
Her head and her face. All you could see was her hair.
She was making a statement.
They all are. Canadian star Dan Levy from Schitt's Creek was there. He wore a big puffy suit and it was a map. It was kind of cool.
Which is cool. Again, for Canadians to be involved in this thing, it's a pretty big deal, right?
Yeah. And Lil Nas X, he wore three different outfits, all gold, and one of them looked like a robot.
His pantsuit. I was like, you're pulling it off.
Like, it is amazing what some of these stars wear and pull off.
I saw Lil Nas and Elton John doing a commercial for, like, Skip the Dishes or Uber Eats or something like that. It's hilarious. They're riding. Anyway, I just saw it last night.
The guy in Thorsby's got to describe it.
Okay, they were, like, riding, like, a little mini, like, the mini horses that you ride, like, at outside of a grocery store or whatever. Like
The mechanical one where you put a quarter in?
Yeah, and Elton John was riding a rocket, but he didn't have any money, so he needed some money to get his rocket going because he's the rocket man. Anyway, it was funny. It was a funny spot. But good story, Hansel.
The same way he'd describe it while sitting at the water cooler at the Arctic Spas plant.
Sounds great.
Same idea. All right, so that's what's happening in New York.
In case you hear people talking about the Met Gala, it happened last night. That's what went down.
Okay, thank you.
Now you know.
We feel so much more informed.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Time for Quick Draw. Yep. Linda and Barbara with us. How are you ladies today?
Good.
All right. They both mean business. They don't.
Yeah.
They kind of sound the same, so we're going to have to do our fun thing where, Linda, I think you were in first, so you get to go high voice. Barb, you got to go low voice, okay?
Okay.
All right. So let's do it again. The best It's a best of five. The first one that gets three correct qualifies for the $250. We make that draw on Friday. Okay. Thanks. Something you put on your Christmas tree that starts with a G.
Garland.
Was that Barb?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
That one was right there for the picking.
Yeah. Yes, it was. Okay, here we go. A lunch food that starts with an A.
Apple.
That Barb. Was Barb.
That's a fruit.
It's a lunch food, though.
A lunch food.
Lunch food.
Fruit.
Linda, not happy.
Yeah. I agree.
Fruit isn't meant for lunches.
You know what? I agree, actually, with Linda that fruit is not a food. That
come on.
not in my world, anyway.
I want to play this game.
Okay. Well, come on, Linda. Let's go.
Okay.
All right. Something that flies that starts with a D.
Ducks.
Who is that?
Me.
Linda.
You did it.
I did.
You're ducks. In. You're on the board.
Ducks do fly.
Well done.
Okay. All right. Here we go, Barb. An island that starts with a B.
Belize.
Who's that?
Linda.
Hold on. We got to check if Belize is an island.
I think I've heard people reference the island of Belize.
It is not an island.
Oh,
not?
Hold on. No, it's not an island. Yeah, I zoomed out.
It is an island.
It is an island.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What? Belize?
Yes.
I'm looking at it. It's a country.
Matt,
it's not.
Belize it or not, it is actually
there's
an
Belize,
island.
Belize City. It's on the tip of the Mexican Peninsula.
That doesn't matter. It's an island.
Linda.
Yes.
What do you think?
I think it's an island.
No.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
I'm on Wikipedia here.
I'm looking at it on the map.
You're looking at the wrong map. Take your glasses off.
I hate to say it, but I think Matt might be right.
Oh no, don't agree with him.
I know, it hurts me too.
How did this quick draw come into Matt's crazy?
I don't know, but he should be sitting in the corner.
Okay, I go.
Where are we now? I don't even know.
Right, I think we're going to ask another question.
New question, I think. Barb's got two, Linda's got one.
Okay, all right. Well, this one might be good for Linda. A fruit that starts with a P.
Peach.
Who said peaches first?
I did.
Is that high? Hi, Linda?
Hi, Linda.
Okay.
I like how uppity Linda gets.
Linda is like, she's here to fight, and
that's
I'm
right.
here for it.
She's
all right, we are tied.
Something you find on your desk that starts with a T.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. T. Tax.
Yeah.
Tax? But who was that?
Linda!
What? I'm terrified of Linda.
I think Barb is scared to answer.
Barb, you still there?
Linda, you're right.
Barb is 10 out of the way.
Well, that Belize just about finished me. Never mind.
It will never be the same for any of us.
I know.
All right, Linda.
Yes.
You've qualified for the $250.
Okay.
And Barb, we understand that you just decided to just lay back.
I'll try again.
You got scared. I don't blame you.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Happy fifth birthday. Shout out to Elijah. He's been waiting for this day forever. He's been waiting 5 years for this day. And Elijah's now 5 years old, so there you go.
Happy fifth, buddy.
Yeah. Fifth birthday's a big one.
Yeah.
Like, you're almost an adult.
It's serious, right?
Yeah, it's a whole hand.
You'll be buying cigarettes before you know it.
Yeah. You almost have a five-year-old, and she's got
And we talk about it every day.
School pictures today, huh?
Yeah, it's a big day in the Sweeney household for one of us, and it's not her.
She's like...
Today she told me pictures were boring.
Yeah.
Kennedy, take that back. The orphanage is just a few
great
miles
for
away.
The heart.
Oh, I love Matt. He's yelling out while the song was on. He was yelling in our ears. We're all in different rooms on FaceTime, but he's like, Belize is not an island. And what defines an island? An island is a body of land surrounded by water. Continents are also surrounded by water, but because they're so big, they're not considered islands, which makes sense.
Oh.
So there you go. It's got to be surrounded by water and it has to be smaller than a continent to be an island.
Okay, so Hawaii's in, Australia's out.
Yes.
All right.
Correct.
Got it.
New Zealand, island.
Yeah, tiny.
All right. So stop it, people. Belize is a country. It's not an island. It wouldn't matter. You can have island countries.
Sure.
But Belize is not an island.
No. I guess another B would have been the Bahamas.
That's what I was thinking. Bahamas, Bermuda.
We sound like the Beach Boys.
Ooh, I want to take it.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Oh, yeah. Small talk. Small talk. Jobs with the interesting small talk. Matt, you were thinking like a dentist would be an interesting job.
There's like certain jobs where the small talk is so inane or so repetitive.
Yeah, right. It would be the same thing every day.
So like the first one that popped in my head and got me thinking about this was the carving station at any buffet.
Oh, yes.
Like the guy or girl who's carving the ham or turkey or roast or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Give me a big piece, says every guy.
Oh, you don't mind giving me a couple there, right?
Yeah. How about one more? Give me one of them good ones. You literally have the same guy come up to you 1,000 times a day. You'd want to take
same
that fork
jokes,
and stab
everything.
Yourself in the face with it.
Okay. Anyway, we'll talk about small talk. I wonder what it'd be like for somebody that's in the business of septic, for example.
Ooh.
I got a friend we could call and maybe find that out.
Sure.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Matt wanted us to talk about jobs with interesting small talk. Small talk jobs, you know, just jobs where it's just kind of the same thing from every customer and every person you deal with, right?
Yeah, like the carver.
Yep.
At the buffet.
Buffet. That's a rough job.
Okay.
Same small talk. If you worked a beer tub.
Yeah.
Oh, the stuff that men say to you, small talk. I can only
not
imagine.
For radio.
All right. Well, my buddy Dave is on the line, and he's in the septic business. What's your company's name?
It's AMD Vacuum Sewer Services.
All right. Shout out to them and you. And so vacuum, you never know what you might have to suck, so to speak, right?
Well, that's definitely, like, I mean, especially in the sewers, you never know what we really end up with and everything. And we can almost tell when you dump grease and everything all down there. And then we say, please don't do that.
Don't dump your grease, Matt.
I try. I bottle my grease. Don't worry.
Okay.
Yeah, you do.
So when people small talk with you, when you're at, you know, you're doing somebody's septic, let's say sucking out their tank, so to speak, and they just come out to say hi, you know, what kind of conversations do you have?
Oh, we get into all kinds of conversations. I'm quite a people person, so I actually try and find out as much as about them as possible, as you know, firsthand and everything.
Yeah.
The first time we met there, you were tired and leaned up against the old stairs there, and I was just nattering away like crazy.
But anyway, you get to the bottom of things, don't you?
Oh, well, definitely. And then also, well, that's just from the top side sometimes, but then we get down into the bottom side there, and we go right down in the tank there and stuff like that and have a look around and, you know.
There's nothing like, I see you love your corn. You're worse than the dentist. Like, the dentist judges me for my teeth. The septic guy, even worse.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Talking about small talk this morning, getting some texts at 103.939.
Yeah, this one's really interesting. It says, we've got friends who moved to Sunnyvale, California several years back. And a few years ago, their daughter moved back to Alberta. She's now in Spruce Grove. Well, she was at our place, and she said the one thing she missed about Alberta when she lived in California was that nobody ever spoke about the weather because it was always the same down there. That's the one thing we take for granted when we talk about small talk. They don't have that luxury. I wonder how many different professions talk about the weather when they're with customers.
Yeah,
I mean, here
true.
It changes on the daily, but there... Same every day.
Nice weather we're
having. Chris, what would you do?
I have no idea.
You can't live there.
Oh, you've been to Disneyland?
Yeah. That would be it, probably.
Oh, yeah. I just saw another job that would be that gets it bad. The waitress. I feel bad for her because she's got to kick up conversation when the bill. That's the most awkward time.
Right.
So what's everybody doing tonight?
Oh, yeah. That is such an awkward time when you're waiting for them to punch in their numbers.
And you don't want to say, well, I'm going to go crush 12 beers and watch Netflix till my eyes bleed.
Would you, do you prefer the less talkable or the over-talkable checkout person, like at the grocery store? Have you ever had those people that ask you a lot of questions?
I think the latter. I like talking to people. Weird, I know.
I just want us to gaze into nothingness as you beep my stuff through. No talk.
Don't talk to me.
What's coming up?
Alberta universities are taking a stand.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Just got this text at 103.939. Can you please mention the anti-vax protest at the hospital were largely not healthcare workers, and there was a counter-protest for vaccines and restrictions also at the Royal Alec yesterday. Dire times, and I worry that a handful of professional trolls give the wrong impression. So fair enough. Yeah, fair enough.
That's good.
Fair enough. We're just biting our tongues. It is so hard. We're just trying to find the balance here. I mean, so far this morning, we've talked about strange things your dogs eat and small talk stuff and things like that. We're trying to just find a balance because we know that the elephant in the room is what's going on in the world, and our hospitals are plumb full, and we've just got all sorts of just craziness going on. We've been called communists this morning by texters and Nazis and all sorts of things. So it's just it's a really strange and difficult time for everybody. And we just try to just ask for understanding and peace and love. And like Julie Rohr, who's literally having her last few days in the hospital, and people are trying to make her life better. And there's just a bunch of people out there just fighting to make it worse. Right. So anyway, I know. We'll start getting the texts, but anyway, it is what it is. We're just trying to do a radio show here, you know. Never ever thought that
I just
get
thought
to this.
Going to radio school, all I'd have to do is make fart jokes.
Yeah.
Well, you still do that. You just gotta read some not nice texts.
I'm a communist making fart jokes, which is not far off the truth.
Do we want to talk small talk?
Let's talk small talk, Jack. Yes, please.
All right, we got this text at 103939. The worst for small talk has to be with a masseuse. A massage, you just want to relax and enjoy the silence. But I see my mother-in-law's masseuse, and it is nonstop talk because she knows everything about my life.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
That'd be the worst.
You want to relax.
I don't mind small talk sometimes, but yeah, at a point when you're getting a massage, you do want to just relax.
When my tarp's off, I don't want to talk about anything. You're touching me? No dice. I've never had a massage before.
We'll remember that. Thanks.
You've never had a massage?
Never, ever. I've had one, but it was just on my arm, and it was during the World's Longest Baseball game.
Right.
She did a fabulous job, but made my arm so, so much worse.
I think you should give it another chance, Matt.
Okay.
This text says a chatty cashier is okay as long as it doesn't significantly interfere with the amount of time that it takes for them to run your items through, because we all know those people are definitely out there.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, when they want to talk about every item you're buying, you're like, okay, all right, I get it.
So tell me about the party you're having. It's actually not a party. I'm just really hungry. Okay?
There's a guy at the liquor store.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Small talk. Let's talk about it. Jack.
These are so funny. Okay, I'm going to read this one, and then I know you guys want to get to this other one here. The other day, my sandwich artist would not shut up. I was waiting for pauses in the monologue so that I could ask for lettuce and peppers, but it took a savage amount of time. Super pleasant person, though.
It's tough, man. Like, that person wants to...
Yeah.
Well, and maybe they're lonely, right? I mean, maybe they don't see a lot of people in that location.
There's some subways where it's like a ghost town, right? Somebody comes in, finally a human.
And speaking of small talk, this text came into 103939. Oh my goodness. No chatty gynecologists. They are the worst. Like, my face is up here.
No, I've never been to the gynecologist.
Well, yeah.
Which is fair. This actually happens, Jack?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure they talk. And it's everything is awkward. You can't concentrate. You're just like, what is happening?
In their defense, I think it's an awkward situation. So they're probably just trying to make it as normal as possible.
Yes, exactly. This is routine.
Like, I know that there was a lot of small talk happening. And I mean small talk during my vasectomy.
I'm thinking about this. I had to get an ultrasound on my lower half.
Yeah.
All right.
And then there was some small talk.
Yeah.
And so it was weird, but you know, a little brevity makes the situation a little easier.
What's worse though, the small talk or complete silence?
Complete silence. I'm like, oh no, there's something wrong. They really have to focus.
Yeah.
When they start to giggle, that's the worst.
Well, you know,
we'll have
bedside
to take your
manner.
Word for it.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Basically, the fact that there was always something cool or something that was happening when you were in school. Like, you know, what was the cool thing when you were in school? For example, Matt, what was the cool thing when you were in school?
Junior high, Hawaiian t-shirts for a while, which was weird.
Really?
Yeah. Tamagotchis.
Yeah, those were huge.
Frosted tips. Puka shells.
Yeah.
And then in high school... In grade 10, all the guys had to wear more than one t-shirt at a time.
Oh, and their collars slipped up.
Collars slipped up was a thing. Mostly the t-shirt thing was to hide the pit stains.
Right. Yeah,
It was a very sweaty time in people's lives.
Yeah, you were just experiencing sweat for the very first time. that whole puberty thing.
Yeah, it happens.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm dying to know what Jack thought was popular, but we'll get to that coming up. And there were popular things when I was in school, too.
Have any of them come back?
I don't think so.
Oh.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Talking about school and the things that were cool when you were in school. We got Matt's list. Jack, what about you?
For me, definitely elementary, it was Pogs.
Yeah.
Like Pogs were so huge. Remember when you'd have like the huge binders, and if your slammer didn't actually fit into the binder, it was even better.
Wow.
Told the story before. My dad made slammers. He had access to steel at work.
Yeah.
He'd cut me slammers. I was just the cock of the walk.
Yeah.
I think in high school that it would have been kind of same as Matt, the frosted tips, the puka shells. Abercrombie was huge.
Right.
Hollister.
Right,
remember Hollister?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, when I was in school, a number of years before you guys were, elementary school was marbles. Marbles? Oh, my gosh.
Hey, guys, want to go shoot some marbles? Check out this sick cat's eye.
You have your bag of marbles and your cat's eye and your spiders.
Which ones are the cool ones?
Cat's eyes.
Boulders.
Oh, the big guys. Yeah. What did you shoot with?
You pull out your boulder.
This is like an Archie cartoon. Did you draw the circle in the play yard, too?
No. But we just go along the grass, whatever, and
use fairy rings.
You'd bring out your boulders. fairy rings. That would work. Then when I got to high school, it was loud mufflers, right? Everybody had a pickup truck with loud
right.
mufflers.
Oh, right. Noise.
Louvers, coach lights, and
what's a louver?
Roll bars. Louvers are kind of in the back window, kind of like they're almost like a shading thing. They were like, how to describe it. But yeah, loud mufflers on your pickup truck were definitely the in thing. What are people saying at 103.939?
Somebody said snapaways or like the jeans that you would just like rip off.
Oh, yeah.
Tearaways. Those are big in junior high.
Tearaways, yes. Uh-huh. This text says jelly shoes, pogs, leggings with stirrups.
Okay.
I know what decade you went to school.
And this next text, my husband and I made a list for you guys. When we were in school, it was Sony Walkman, hypercolor shirts, hammer pants, salt and pepper. Too much fun. Thanks for the entertainment and the memories.
Another 90s high school adventure there.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
That sounds pretty familiar to me, too.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
We're talking about, things that were cool when you were in school.
Got this text. Hey, guys, I graduated in 2020. So the most popular things, AirPods, vape pens, and seeing everyone in pajamas in our online classes.
I wonder if you'd be a pariah if you had like a different type of Bluetooth headphone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to have that AirPod drip.
Yeah. Another one says, I'm dating myself, but definitely bell bottoms, platform shoes, and disco.
Do the hustle.
Yeah, I know. That's all that goes through my head, too.
Stan from Stan Siding texted me and said, tail combs sticking out of your back pocket. Stan was like the Fonzarelli back then, you know.
You were a greaser, Stan. That's all I know.
Ooh, what about this one? Hey, guys, guess the decade. White Velcro shoes, white belt with a big buckle, low-riding skinny jeans with baggy, colorful boxers. Nothing about this was comfortable.
70s?
I'm saying early 2000s.
Yeah, early 2000s, late 90s.
I'm saying the 70s. All right, yes, BJ.
In high school, it was HIS jeans, okay?
Okay.
Elephant pants.
Okay.
Elephant pants and printed shirts that had, like, wild designs on them.
Okay.
I'm Googling elephant pants.
Yeah, what are elephant pants?
Well, they were, you know how flares and bell bottoms all were wide at the bottom?
Yes.
Elephant pants were wide all the way down.
Oh.
Ooh, comfortable. You look like Aladdin.
They were tight in the hips and the waist or and the butt, and then they just kind of billowed out and went wide all the way down.
That is, you know what? What was it called? The place at West Ed? Zazu.
Yes.
Zazu.
And they would have I remember having like the Molson Canadian sweats and, you know.
Wearing them Pirelli to work.
No, to school. Yeah.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
What was cool when you were in school?
Lots of texts coming in to 103.939 and lots of memories like this one. Low-rise flare jeans, spaghetti strap shirts, butterfly hair clips, and of course, glitter makeup.
The glitter makeup.
That's got to be 90s?
It's got to be late 90s.
Yeah.
This person says from 1983, Adidas pants.
Oh, those came back.
I think they're cool now.
Yeah, our junior high and we had those Adidas, the three-stripe black pants.
Hmm.
What about this one? air shocks to lift the back of my car, wide tires, and chrome traction bars. That comes from Richard.
All right.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Talking about the cool things when you were in school.
Big hair, skin tight jeans, black leather fringe jackets, feather roach clips in your hair, and a shaker knit long sweater with long, long strands of pearls.
Hmm.
This is 80s, ass? Right? This has got to be 80s.
Got to be 80s. I think I saw my wife in that. Yep.
Hyper color shirts, air pump shoes, and gel bracelets.
All right.
You got a story, right, Matt?
Yeah, the pump ups?
Yeah.
Remember those, a little basketball on the front? You hit, just hold on a second,
get
I got to pump
Canada.
Up. You couldn't. My dad, I saw the commercial, right? Like everybody did. MJ and,
yes.
And Spike
yes.
In the commercial.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I need those shoes. My dad went to the States and brought me back a pair. Unfortunately, as a growing boy, I think he bought them like very tight. Okay. I could wear them like three times.
All right. You couldn't pump them up big enough.
No.
All
I had right. to unpump them.
What about you, Yvonne?
This is a fun one this morning. I'm enjoying this and going, yeah, had it, wanted it.
Yes.
It just brought back memories. My first year of college in 1990, my friends and I, we all got accepted to go to the same college in Ontario. We were all super excited. One of our friends had to get a student loan, and he got a substantial student loan because he needed it. He spent his whole student loan on polo t-shirts with the collars.
Ooh,
he
yes.
bought every color they ever made and then had to couch surf on everybody else's couch because he couldn't afford to live anywhere, couldn't afford to eat, but he was the best dressed one.
That's important.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
It's John Party. It's Tequila Little Time with you. Kissing in the Morning with Chris, Jack, and Matt. Oh, and also Kendall Hardy, who is currently being paid to be with us. $100 an hour. And again, at 10 o'clock this morning, it could be you. Go to kissinfm.com. We can't just dream your name up.
You right. Have, it's got
to
be there.
You have to enter. Okay. So do that and then be ready to win. We're just talking about silly things like how do we get on the subject of food courts? Just because we love food courts.
Yeah. Yesterday when we talked about... the worst thing to eat in
right.
your vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of off air, we started talking about, oh, you know, kind of reminds me of food carts. And
yeah.
Started talking, what are you getting at the food court?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is your standard food court. There's nothing too fancy. There's a couple of fast food joints that have standalone restaurants, but they're at the fast food court.
Yeah.
There's a Chinese food place.
Always.
There's probably a New York Fries.
Yeah.
Maybe like a place that's selling pizza, right?
Saburo or whatever it's called.
Yes,
Saburo's.
That's Saburo's. Right.
Yeah.
Saburo's.
We used to go to the food court for dinner at least once a week.
Once a week?
Yeah. We lived right by West Edmonton Mall. And then we'd do that. And then we'd go walk the mall with my parents. It was real fun times.
What was the best food court in West Ed? Which one? There's like three.
We always went to the new one. We didn't go to the phase one or two
ones. The fancy schmancy one.
Yeah.
Okay.
With the fountains.
With the marble.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
The
and
marble.
I was always a pasta deli girl.
Ooh.
But you know what closed down there, and it is still so good to this day. And if you know, you know, West Coast wraps and smoothies.
If you know, you know.
You know, you know.
Yeah,
know.
Like, that's like nobody used to go to, like, what was that wrap place that was a chain? That's why it shut down. I can't even remember the name.
Pita Pit.
That's the one.
Yeah, they're hard to find. I love Pita Pit.
All right.
I know what Chris is getting.
Well,
what?
Usually Chinese. But
yeah.
I know at the one food court at West Ed, they had Tokyo Express. Tokyo Express is good.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Do you remember when Tokyo Express first opened and it was like, what is this teriyaki chicken?
Double chicken.
So good.
Skinless, like that's going to make a difference.
Extra sauce.
I'll get the quadruple chicken.
Hold the skin.
Hold the skin. That's like people at Edo. I used to work at Edo. Popular choice.
Yeah.
People like, I'll get double meat. But no rice.
Yeah.
Just veggies. Like, buddy, you asked for 8 scoops of teriyaki.
Yummy.
Oh, so good.
I think, you know what? Honestly, food court now, I'm going Edo.
Yeah.
Really?
I miss it. Or Sbarro's. Like, I'm ready to poison my body with bread if I go to the food court.
Yeah. 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 I, you know, it's always the classic Chinese. Kingsway Garden Mall, when I was working downtown, that's where the station was, I'd go to the Kingsway Garden Mall food court quite often, and they had the best chicken balls at the Chinese place there. Like, the best chicken balls. I don't know what makes them the best, but they were just the best. Just right enough dough and right enough chicken and just enough of everything. Right?
And you know who knows chicken balls?
Chris Sheets.
I know chicken balls. Hey, thanks for listening to the Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast. If people want to find out more about Jack, where do they got to go?
You can go at kissin_Jack, J-A-C-K, on Twitter.
What about you, Matt?
I'm Matt D. Builder on Twitter.
All right, because you're building all the time.
That's right. How about you, Chris?
Well, I'm at Chris Sheets. Everybody spells my name wrong, S-C-H-E-E-T-Z. And don't forget about this podcast.
Yes, you can rate, review, and subscribe so you never miss a moment of all the fun we have.
If you enjoyed it, tell a friend. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 on Kissin' Country 103.9.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.